This is Anna Carmo with UN News. At least two-thirds of the roof of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is gone after the devastating fire in Paris, but UN cultural experts have told UN News they are standing by to help the French government rebuild the iconic structure. That's according to UNESCO World Heritage Center director Merchtild Rosler, who made several visits to the site on Tuesday and spoke by phone to Daniel Johnson about what she had seen and how the UN can play a role in restoring one of the world's most famous and historic buildings.
I am currently in a taxi from UNESCO going to Notre Dame, which is a part of our World Heritage Site, which was inscribed in 1991, which is the banks of the Seine here in Paris, which goes from the Eiffel Tower to the Île Saint-Louis. And Notre Dame Cathedral is, of course, one of the most emblematic buildings of this World Heritage Site and is really a symbol for the whole world. I was there last night. Our Director General of UNESCO was there last night. I went actually back this morning to see the rescue efforts, and the pompiers were still pumping water on the building because, you know, it was a major place. So I think we are now going back to see where we are, and we have already established a team of experts at the disposal of the French authorities. They are coordinating everything, but UNESCO has the team of experts ready to intervene as soon as this is possible.
Can I just interrupt quickly? So you were there this morning, and what was your initial assessment from what you could see? What actually could you get to see?
What we have seen last night and this morning was that about two-thirds of the roof is gone, partially collapsed and partially burnt, you see. And that means that probably inside you had a lot of fire damage as well. But actually the building structure with the two main towers is standing, which is a big advantage if you want to do any restoration, recovery, rehabilitation, reconstruction works.
Is it far too early to talk about what might have happened to the vaults? There was some concern about the state of the vaults last night.
It would be a little bit too early because that would be to the emergency team to look at the situation, because that you need to look also from inside, which is at the moment not possible.
And you say that the towers are intact, but what kind of restoration project would UNESCO advise at this stage?
At the moment, we would do a rapid assessment with the experts to look at the stability of the building, to look at any movable property which need to be taken out. We understand that the French authorities have rescued, actually, together with the church, a number of movable objects which were actually the property of the church, and they're working very closely together with the Louvre. So this is already underway. Then we would need to look at the stability of the building, as I said, but the individual structures and also the windows. You remember the wonderful glass windows which made Notre Dame so famous, and also all the sculptural objects which are part of this architecture. So we need to look at all of this when the team of experts can intervene.
Yes, and when you were there this morning, were there still many people still watching? And
yes.
What were their thoughts? Did you manage to talk to any of them? Were they asking you any questions?
Look, last night?
Yes, last night and indeed this morning.
Some of them and praying and crying, actually, and the same this morning. I saw many, many people going from the metro to the side of Notre Dame, and actually they are still, I have to say, many people are still in a state of shock, because it's not only the Christian community, because it's a building for all of us, and it's a universal symbol, and it's the center of France. People assembled there all the time, you know, in cases of crisis. And this cathedral survived so many difficult situations, including the Second World War. And now we have this situation. So I think this is really shocking people profoundly. And they lost something which is part of their identity.
And can I ask you personally, what does Notre Dame mean to you?
Oh, I live in Paris now for 30 years. And for me, and also as a Catholic, for me, it's the place where I go to regularly.
And do you, in your experience with UNESCO as the World Heritage Center director, what does it compare to?
We had many, many disasters around World Heritage Sites and at World Heritage Sites. The most recent was the museum in Rio, which is part of the World Heritage Site in Rio de Janeiro. But we had at other World Heritage Sites fire disasters. I just mentioned in classical Weimar in Germany, we had the Amalia Library burned down. And I actually did a mission to the site after the restoration, and it's again in its old beauty. Although we lost a lot of the books in there, which are gone forever.
And final question to you: what might you be saying to the authorities, and indeed those who love Notre Dame, about its potential to rise again?
I think they are very much aware that there is a great potential because the building as such is still there, and that we are at their disposal to help with everything we can with UNESCO's long-standing expertise. You remember we have rescued the Nubian temples from the waters of the Aswan Dam, and we have recovered Angkor after the war in Cambodia. So I think we are at the disposal for any of the recovery the French are envisaging.